What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a pocket full of, and my homeboys do too. So turn out the lights and close the door. But for what?
We don't love them though.
I don't care. I'm saying it. Phone lines remain packed. Ashburn Dave is in Tampa. What up, Dave? How we doing, buddy?
The entire night got yelled at.
Wow.
Dave, you're on the radio, bro.
They were so good. They were mean.
Hey, right, Dave,
let's
man.
Put him on hold. Yo. Lord knows what's about to happen right there. Jeffrey, let him know that we're prepared to bring him up. My guy, Garfax. What up, Gary?
Garfax, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, it's been a while, but I'm back in the truck. You can't keep a good man down. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. Hey, B-Mitch, man. I heard a couple people already kind of mentioned it, but my 30-year-old son sent me a text last night, and I don't know if anybody's ever got a text where you could actually feel the emotion and happiness from looking at words on your phone, but I could actually feel my son's joy and emotion telling me how, Dad, I don't know how to feel, Dad. He's 30. He never seen it to those days. You know what I mean?
Yep. I love that.
And then after the game, man, it just kind of put the whole thing into perspective. When I saw a clip of Mr. Harris going down the sideline, gassing up the fans in the stands there in Tampa, man, I don't know if it ever happened in the past. I ain't even bringing up no names. I don't know if it's ever happened in the past, but it just kind of encapsulated the whole thing of where we were and where we are now, man. I just love to see that big smile on his face, dapping up the fans. I mean, that was great. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That's genuine,
hey,
too,
look,
bro.
Hey, look, Beamus, let me ask you. I think we're going to see this formation again because I really like it. There's so many things you can do out of it. When they brought in Mariota, Frank Jaden out, I mean, hell, you could put Jaden in the shotgun. Blake Mary, I mean, there's so many variations.
All right, I guarantee they got some more players from that position.
I think they should start leaning on that at goal to go, too. Because Marcus can run. Marcus is a big, strong man. Gary, your connection's bad, brother.
Even if you're doing it just to screw with the defense, make them call a timeout or something because they don't know how to react to it. I think we're going to see it in the future. At least I hope we do.
Appreciate you, bud.
I'm so happy.
Appreciate you, man. I think for Garfax to say, like, he shared that moment with his son is exactly what I'm speaking to.
Yeah.
Like, just for so many people, this isn't about watching that game. It's about what it means to watch that game.
Memories being made, bro.
And, I think for real, being there last night, I think this team, this quarterback, this staff, this ownership, all of it has reminded this city how much they love football.
And what I say about Josh is being real, is being genuine.
Totally.
Since the first preseason game in Cleveland, when he sat out in the rain with those fans, that's what that dude is, man.
Totally. Yeah. It's, you know, his whole family's there.
Yeah.
I mean, his kids, his wife, like, Mitch Rails had his daughter there with him last night.
Yeah, I met her last night.
And it's just like, I mean, Josh got his brothers. It's just, it's so real. It's so authentic. And they just keep stacking these wins. And you wonder with Jaden, look, my cousin Ainsley just texted me this morning, oh, my God, what about the Skins? And I was just like, it's been incredible. And she asked me, she's like, you think they can win in Detroit? And, yo, I'm not naive to not recognize the greatness that the Lions have played with this year. They've been really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that building is going to be absolutely on fire. That place is really loud, let alone the divisional round of the playoffs. They're 15-2 for a reason. You know, they've got the top scoring offense in the NFL. They've got a top 10 scoring defense in the NFL. But I know this much. I know Tampa beat them, and I know Washington beat Tampa, and I know that—
Stadium takeover, B.
B, if the game is close and Jaden gets the ball late—
It could be a problem.
Hell, to quote Rev, you got to believe.
Got to believe.
All right, Ashburn and Dave, let's see if we got him now.
Yo, what's going on, JP, Mitch?
What up, man? Where are you at right now?
We're down at Rick's on the river just in Tampa here. Beautiful view. We just got served a little mahi-mahi grill. My boy over here.
Celebrations, Mitch. We're not playing around. You know me. I saw you up at that beer fest beginning of the season kickoff there in Ashburn. But
Jeff, I love Ashburn, Dave. Let him know we appreciate him. I don't think we should take that call anymore. That call is headed for lots of trouble. Ashburn, Dave, enjoy the hell out of yourself in Tampa.
Yeah.
You deserve it. All right? But let him know, Jeff, or White Brian, if you could tell him. Somebody, that call was headed nowhere but trouble. Tailgate Ted, are you still in Tampa, sir?
What's going on, boys? I just ran.
Oh, man.
Ted sounds worse than
Rev. You sound like you've been eating rocks, man.
How many victory cigars you smoked?
Three victory cigars last night, man. Three of them.
Oh, boy.
A damn good day.
Are you home yet, Ted?
Thank you for taking the time. Just landed. I'm sitting here in DCA waiting for a cab.
All right. Yo, go home and drink some tea. A lot of people need some tea before Saturday night. Appreciate you, Ted.
Make sure you put
buddy.
Something in that tea.
Appreciate you, boys.
damn. That's the worst I've ever heard, Tailgate Ted. That sounds like me coming back from Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Our guy Trill is on the line. He produces some of Jeff's songs.
Trill, what's up, brother?
Trill, what up, bud?
Hey, what's up, y'all? First off, I want to say this is a huge honor. I listen to y'all all the time, and it's not just because my man Jeff worked there. Like, I really appreciate the way y'all cover the team. I'm going to start there.
Thanks, bud.
B-Mitch, I had a chance to meet you actually at the Wizards game last year. I think it was their anniversary game.
Okay.
Yeah, you and your wife in the press box with Jeff and everybody at their station. That was cool. You're a real cool dude.
Appreciate.
But now, let's talk some football. First off, I don't understand how I do understand, but we actually really ready for the Lions. Like, I get, you know, like you said, I'd be naive to act like I don't know the things they've done out here, but their defense not that good. Our offense is, we got a puncher's chance. I feel like all of us fans, like, we have a QB now. It's okay to act like we have a chance in every game we up against. We don't have to say we're going to win by a whole bunch of touchdowns, but I got to believe that everybody's feeling what I'm feeling. Like, we do have a puncher's chance with a QB.
Hell yes. Bro, like, they're in the game. There's only two teams playing.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them have a chance.
Yeah.
And Goff has been fantastic, and I think Goff doesn't get the credit he deserves. But much like Baker last night, Baker had a terrific season, right? I thought Jaden was the better QB last night. And frankly, Saturday night, Goff has been fantastic. I think Jaden's a better quarterback, man. And that gives you guts in a QB gives you a chance, man.
There you go.
Trill, thanks for calling. Thanks for all your work with Jeff, too. We always enjoy the songs. We have Trill on the line, we're going to need a banger this week, fellas. An absolute division.
Banger, baby.
I'm working on that right now. What y'all think, man? 13 victory Mondays, man. We earned this.
Oh, hell
earned this thing
hell
today.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Let's take one more. We'll take Jones. Jonesy, what up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
What's
good
up, man?
Buddy?
Hey, I'm calling because, first off, I enjoyed the game yesterday. It was a good win by Washington. Salute to them. I'm a big fan, been a fan since 94. What I really want Washington to do with this next game when we play Detroit is utilize Austin Ekeler a little bit more. I feel like in the first half of the season, when we were utilizing Austin Ekeler, B-Rob, and McNichols, a lot of stuff was opening up for us in the offense. So hopefully we use Austin Ekeler a little bit more with Detroit because I feel like if we do that, I really believe we will get a W with Detroit. Let me know your thoughts.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate you, Jones. We're up against it, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
I was calling for
more Ekeler and Tampa.
If they get back to using those three backs how they were, I think things open up a little better for them.
Hell yeah, they got a chance. There's only two teams playing, and they're one of them. Nobody go anywhere.